Well, we're moving on to one of the closing parts of the evening, and this relates to the presentation of the Ceausescu Award, which has been awarded to Open Dalston. And it's been awarded to the Dalston Square scheme, and there's a certificate that's going to be presented to the members of Open Dalston. Now, for those of you who don't know, Open is an organisation that was formed in Dalston about 4 years ago. And OPEN stands for Organisation for Promotion of Environmental Needs, and was involved in opposition to the Dalston Square development, or aspects of it. One of the aspects of it was the huge amount of money that Hackney invested to pay for something called the slab, which is a massive concrete raft over the Dalston Junction railway station. And it was presented as an essential part of the tube coming to Dalston. Of course, it's not a tube, and in fact, the finances for the railway were completely independent of the slab. The slab was supposed to be necessary for a bus station, and we'll hear more about that later, because Michael will be coming back to hold a public auction of the bus stop, which is what the bus station, in fact, amounts to in Dalston. But first of all, I think Steve Butters is here to present the award. Here is Steve. And I'm delighted to say that we're in noble company, because Open's patron, Lord Lowe, is here. Colin Lowe is the Vice President of the Royal National Institute of the Blind. He is also President of the European Blind Union, and an officer of the World Blind Union. And it's an honour that he's here, and that he is a patron of our organisation, Open. And I hope Colin will come up shortly and say a few words. But first of all, over to Steve, Steve Butters from Capacities Limited, to explain all about the Ceausescu Award.
Thank you. This is the point where we get to what Ian Sinclair referred to as the vulgar prize giving. And this is the prize, the Golden Spoon, and also a certificate that Bill mentioned. Ceausescu Award, where did this idea come from? I have a surprise for you. It came from Boris Johnson. 2 years ago, Boris was on the campaign trail having a ding-dong with Ken Livingstone, and he insisted that Ken Livingstone was just trying to produce grand projects which were Ceausescu-like, referring to the Romanian dictator who built the huge palace in Bucharest, knocking down half of the city while he did it. And Boris, of course, assured us that we wouldn't be having Ceausescu-like projects now he was, once he was mayor. And I think perhaps his words hit home. Ken Livingstone's plan for London, which came out in 2004, it's still with us, revised a bit, something he developed with a very capable London Assembly woman, Nikki Gavron, his deputy. The plan for London provides for opportunity areas. We've just been hearing about opportunities to do certain things. And, of course, the area around Dalston Junction, Dalston Lane, turned out to be one of those opportunity areas, an opportunity for a grand project, and you know the rest of the story. So, picking up on the idea of Ceausescu as a model, our little group Capacities, which is involved with small efforts to get communities involved with community planning to share things and help each other. Not that Open Dalston really needs help from elsewhere, but our group Capacities took up the idea of a Ceausescu Award, and we ran a citizens' jury. We got together 12 people. 10 of them were from the 5 Olympic boroughs, because we wanted to focus on the Olympic boroughs. 2 were from Islington, which is where our office were. They weren't entirely randomly selected citizens. I have to admit, 6 of the 12 on the jury knew a bit about urban development and community planning. That's how we got hold of them. But the other 6 were pretty well ordinary citizens that we scoured the streets to find. We really wanted to get these 12 people together to debate, but that got a bit complicated. In the end, the jury made their decision about who should get the Ceausescu Awards just by voting in the usual transferable vote proportional system, and they did it by email. And Open Dalston, or really the Barrett development of Dalston Square, won the vote. They came top, they got the gold award. I'll very briefly, just to give you a picture of the other candidates, I'll tell you about the silver award, which we presented last year. That went to a group that many of you may know, the Friends of Queen's Market in Green Street in West Ham, where a rather similar kind of episode was in train. The elected mayor of Newham, Sir Robin Wales, had got together a plan to bring in a big developer, well-known developer, St Modwen. First of all, he made them the managers of the existing Queen's Market, a very local market selling vegetables from all over the world, halal meat, fish, clothing, a very popular, slightly scruffy, lively local market. It was an indoor market, a bit different from Ridley Road. So St Modwen became the managers of the market, and then they were told they would later on be given the chance to bulldoze it down to the ground and replace it with a 32-storey tower and a new market, which would be quite different. It would be more bijou. It would have copper chimneys to light the nice little stalls. And the plans seemed to be going forward. They got planning permission from Newham Council. But at the very last moment, only a year ago, up popped Boris Johnson again, and he did actually stop this particular Ceausescu project. But meanwhile, the market had won our silver award. And we went along last year and presented the silver spoon. And the Friends of the Market, about a dozen of them, decided that they should be there to represent St Modwen, the developer, because really the silver spoon was going to St Modwen. So they all went to a costumier's and dressed up as capitalists. They wore black frock coats and bowler hats. So I have to say, I'm about to be extremely disappointed in Lord Lowe, because I know he's not wearing the frock coat. But nevertheless, he will be coming very soon to take the golden spoon. When Lord Lowe acquires the golden spoon, that means I stop talking and he can talk to you. So that's an example of a silver award. But Open Dalston and the Dalston Square development between them have the gold award. And briefly, we ought to reflect why. I think actually you've heard why in the regeneration, degeneration performance just now. That's the story. But it's important to realise that our jury were utterly persuaded by that story, because in order for you to come top and get the gold award, people from other boroughs who might have wanted to vote for their borough's project, there was one from each of the five Olympic boroughs, but those people from other boroughs, some of them, had to vote for Dalston, and they did. So what were they impressed by? In a word, I think it was bulldozing. They understood that the story was about real bulldozers who removed some of the historic buildings of Dalston Lane, but most importantly, it was a political bulldozer that drove through the permission and did the deal with Barrett Homes and the other partners. And that story, using materials from Open Dalston, clearly had a huge impact on our jurors, and hence the Gold Award. And just to explain how we tried to do the presentation before today, we did go to Barrett's, first of all. We phoned them up and we said, do you know, you've won the Ceausescu Gold Award. We can't talk to you, they said. We're terribly sorry. We can't say anything about Dalston Square, not with somebody who phones us up, but we do have some representatives. You can talk to them. They're called Hard Hat Communications. So we looked them up. They are indeed a leading strategic communications consultancy. We looked up their website, found out where the directors came from. The directors are very proud of their connections. They say one of the senior directors has previously worked for David Cameron. Another one knows George Osborne very well. So we began by thinking, well, these hard hat communicators want to communicate with you and me. They want to tell us all about why Dalston Square is good. Seems that's not quite the way the game is played. They communicate with people in Westminster and in City Hall, and that does the job. So anyway, we phoned them up and sort of tested out their communication skills. They're a strategic communication agency, after all, and said, we know where you live. We could come and give you the golden spoon. And they were quite rude. They were really a bit unpleasant to us. So we thought there's different ways of doing strategic communication, clearly. So here we are today, and we have found a good home for the golden spoon and the certificate. Barrett's and Hard Hat, I think actually we ought to call them Hard Heart, shouldn't we? But Barrett's and their agents don't want it, even though it was voted for them. So it's going to Open Dalston, and the certificate records their terrific achievements in making other communities aware of what's going on. And I think one of the things which Open Dalston has done is help other groups, like the Friends of Queen's Market, who won their struggle. So perhaps what this Golden Spoon is really, it's an award for great and continuing communication by Open Dalston. And you need the spoon.